This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Fans of Apple products will soon line up to buy the latest versions of the iPhone 6, which are available tomorrow. But if you haven't already reserved one of the devices, you may want to hold off on getting in line at a New Hampshire store. NHPR's Brady Carlson has been learning why, and he joins me now with what he found. Hi, Brady.
Hi, Peter.
So people will be able to get the new iPhone 6 here, correct?
Yes, but there are a few extra rules in place for New Hampshire. When Apple announced the release date for the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus, the fine print of its statement included this sentence, and I quote, "iPhone is available by reservation only in China, Hong Kong, Japan, and U.S. stores in tax-free states," meaning that if your state has no sales tax, which includes New Hampshire, of course, you have to have reserved a new phone through Apple's website or a retail store, and that reservation period is now closed.
So in most states, a customer can just walk into an Apple store tomorrow and buy an iPhone, but that will be off limits in New Hampshire. Why?
Well, I asked Apple, and like virtually everyone else who has asked Apple, I didn't get a response. But Apple watchers believe this is related to what are called sharks. These are people who buy iPhones in the United States and resell them in countries such as China, where the same devices can actually cost sometimes several hundred dollars more.
And reselling goods over the border, maybe on the black market, is not something that's new, right?
It's not new at all. The term is arbitrage. And years ago, people would buy European designer handbags and resell them in Asian countries. During the Cold War, people bought American blue jeans and Beatles records, smuggled those into the Soviet Union. These days, it's iPhones in China. And the net effect is that the sharks are undercutting the official Apple iPhone sales in these countries. To fight that, Apple has put limits on how many phones an individual can buy in a single day, two phones. But the sharks countered that by recruiting a bunch of people to stand in line on launch days and buy a bunch of phones. This new policy appears to be Apple's latest anti-shark measure. And since tax-free states would offer sharks the highest profit margins for reselling, no walk-up iPhones for you, New Hampshire.
But since this policy is only in place for tax-free states, New Hampshire residents could walk into an Apple store in Massachusetts or Vermont or Maine and pick up an iPhone.
Right. Instead of all those ads where New Hampshire businesses encourage Massachusetts residents to come north for tax-free shopping, this might be the one time we see stores in our neighboring states advertise taxed shopping to those of us in New Hampshire. But yes, someone who really must have one of those phones right away can try their luck across state lines. The worst case scenario is that they'd have to wait until iPhone reservations reopen, which takes place September 26th.
That's Saturday.
Yep.
So they can just wait one more day.
No one can just wait one more day, Peter, when there's a brand new version of a thing. This is a fast-paced world we live in. Waiting is just another word for losing out on the future or something.
I guess we'll just have to stay strong.
Yes, definitely.
NHPR's Brady Carlson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.